الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وقال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإنا إن شاء الله لمهتدون وقال تعالى ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي ليقرب من هذا رشدا صدق الله العظيم وصدق مولانا النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, as Muslims, we know that is the duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we preserve our Islamic identity. And it's the duty of every believer to preserve his Islamic identity. And Allah speaks of this, وَمَنْ يُعَزِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. It is a sign of piety in the heart, protecting your Islamic identity. And in preserving our Islamic identity, it is of utmost importance, or it is of vital importance, that together in preserving our Islamic identity, we preserve terminologies like mashallah, like inshallah, like alhamdulillah, like subhanallah in our day-to-day life. In our day-to-day talks, that we preserve these words and these phrases. It becomes common talk in a Muslim's life to say subhanallah, to say alhamdulillah, to say mashallah, to say inshallah. In fact, our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has commanded us that when a Muslim sneezes, then he should say immediately, alhamdulillah, before any other gestures, before any other phrase, before any other utterance, he should say alhamdulillah. In fact, it is unfortunate and it is a tragedy that we find that alhamdulillah today is being substituted or replaced by I am fine, I am okay, I am cool, or any other form or any customary measure of greeting or saying that I am well. So the same alhamdulillah is being replaced. And as the generation passes on, we find that these words have become extinct or no more. It is in society and in the youngsters today. Today you ask a person, you ask the majority of the youth, and you ask them, how are you? The response before they say alhamdulillah, I am cool, I am feeling okay. That alhamdulillah has become replaced with these phrases which hold no status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming back to that person who sneezes, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, immediately this person should say alhamdulillah. And if he is seated amongst non-Muslims, or in a gathering where there are non-Muslims, then after saying alhamdulillah, he should then, after that, if he says any other gesture, God bless you, or pardon me, or excuse me, so long as it does not intervene with any Islamic principle, then it's going to be correct. Otherwise, in front of that non-Muslim, you have lost your Islamic identity. You have not stood for what Islam has stood for. In fact, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Al-Utasu min Allah. Sneezing is from Allah. It is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to praise Allah when you sneeze, say alhamdulillah, is praising Allah on His bounty. And why is a sneeze a bounty of Allah? Because when a person sneezes, his body refreshes. He's refreshing again. At-tasawubu min ash-shaytan. Yawning is from shaitan, because yawning creates laziness in the body. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam goes to this extent that if that person in a gathering did not say alhamdulillah, then you who are seated there, don't say yarhamukumullah. We know the procedure is, when a person sneezes, that he says alhamdulillah, and the people who heard him say alhamdulillah, they should reply, yarhamukumullah, may Allah's choices blessing be upon you. And if that person did not say that, he did not have the decency to praise Allah on Allah's bounty of a sneeze, then you don't say You don't say Yarhamukumullah to him. So coming back to this Islamic identity, it is of vital importance that we maintain this throughout ages, throughout time, and throughout our day. That in a day we praise Allah. In fact, the lifespan on this earth, it is determined on the people's taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تقومن الساعة حتى يقال في الأرض Allah, Allah. Qiyamah will not come. The day of judgment will not come. If there is one person saying, even insincerely, he's saying Allah, Allah, Allah will not bring the day of judgment. So the lifespan on this earth depends on the people saying Allah. They depend on the people taking the name of Allah. In fact, today we just want to touch on one word of this. That the word inshallah, the use of inshallah and the neglect of the word inshallah. The use of inshallah, that you use inshallah in your conversation, what benefit and what good will bring to a person, and the neglect of inshallah, what will cause a person. Surah Kaf, which every person, or Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has commanded that we recite Surah Kaf. In some riwayat it says recite the first 10 ayats. In another riwayat it says recite the last 10 ayats. In one riwayat it says recite the entire thing on the day of Jumu'ah. Reciting the first 10 ayat and the last 10 ayat means you'll be safe from the fitna of Dajjal. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, مَا بَيْنَ خَلْقِ آدَمْ إِلَىٰ قِيَامِ سَاءَ أَمْرٌ أَكْبَرُ مِنَ الدَّجَّالِ There is no fitna more greater from the creation of Adam alayhi salam right to the day of judgment, greater and worse or more trying than the fitna of Dajjal. So this, the cause of revelation of this surah. Nadr bin Haris, one of the kafirs of the Quraysh, and Uqba ibn Abi Mu'it, they go to the Jewish scholars and they ask them, tell us the description of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so we may recognize whether he's a true Nabi or not. So the Jewish scholar says, before you find out about the description of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first establish this. Ask him to answer these three questions. يَسَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ Ask him, what is the soul? What is the soul? We only have heard, in the Torah they have already read, that the soul is in the knowledge of Allah. Once a person asked Ali radiallahu anhu about the soul and taqdeer. So Ali radiallahu anhu said, while you're standing, lift your one leg up. Whilst the one leg is up, now try to lift the second leg up. So that person said, that is an impossibility. So he says, that leg which is up, that much of taqdeer and ruh you can understand. More than that is above your understanding. يَسَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي They ask you regarding the soul. Say, the soul is from the matter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first question, answer us, O Muhammad, what is the soul? So they came to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam posing these three questions. And he says, if he can answer these three questions, then definitely he is a true Nabi. And if he's unable to answer these three questions, then he is an imposter or he's making up things, he is fabricating in front of you. So the first question was, what is the soul? We only understand when the soul splits from the body, then the body becomes still. When it joins the body is active. Tell us, O Muhammad, what is the soul? The second question that they ask, they tell us about Zilqarnain. Zilqarnain, Sikandar, who traveled the east of the land and the west of the land. Tell us about this Sikandar, what you know about him. The third question, according to one riwayat, when do you get a boy or when do you get a girl? When husband and wife consummate. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, this is easy. Come tomorrow, I'll tell you. Come tomorrow, I'll tell you. With confidence, he said, like how we say, don't worry, I'll be there tomorrow. You'll meet me there tomorrow. So he said, come tomorrow, I'll tell you. Tomorrow comes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for every action, he says it to Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam related to Allah, and the answer comes. وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ Allah sends Jibreel alayhi salam with his command. He does not come on his own. On that occasion, one day passes. They come back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no answer. The second day passes, no answer. Like that, according to one riwayat, 15 days pass. Stalemate, Jibreel alayhi salam did not come. No wahi has come down. The non-Muslims, Kufari Quraysh, are now whispering to each other, this is definitely a fabricated Nabi. He's speaking lies. Oh, Jibreel has deserted him. Imagine the pain and anxiety and the restlessness that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going through at that time. And after 15 days in one riwayat, another riwayat after 40 days. After 40 days, Jibreel alayhi salam finally comes. And he says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the entire Surah Kaf is read out to him and the answers to the questions. In another riwayat, he also asks about the seven sleepers in the cave. So the answer was given in the entire surah. And this ayat was also revealed. وَلَا تَكُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدَىٰ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Do not say you're going to do something tomorrow. Say with the permission and the will of Allah. It's only going to happen with insha'Allah. Let us understand what is the will of Allah. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ شَاءَ عَلَى الْوَقْتِ الَّذِي شَاءَ عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الَّذِي شَاءَ بِغَيْرِ نُقْصَانٍ وَلَا زِيَادَةٍ بِلَا تَأْخِيرٍ وَلَا تَقْدِيمٍ. That whatever Allah wills is going to take place in the time that Allah wills, in the manner that Allah wills, without any addition, without any subtraction, without any delay, without any postponement, without any bringing forward. Exactly how Allah wills. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخَالَفُ وَلَا يُمَانَ. The decision of Allah will not be, no one can oppose it, no one can go against it. Just with the omission of saying inshallah, Nabi alayhi salatu was salam was deprived of wahi, 15 in one riwayat, 40 in another riwayat, 40 days, Jibreel alayhi salam did not come with the wahi. On another occasion, Sulaiman alayhi salam is taking an oath. He's saying tomorrow, Nabi alayhi salatu was salam was not the only Nabi who had more than one wife. Sulaiman alayhi salam had 100 wives. And he's taking an oath, he says, La tufanna hazihi layla. I will go through all these wives on this one night. And I also take this oath that every wife will conceive, and they will conceive a male child, and the male child will become a warrior in the battlefield. And on that night, imagine the strength that Allah has given to a Nabi. On that night, he consummates with 100 wives. 100 wives, to his surprise the next day, or to his surprise, not one of them conceived. This is a riwayat in Muslim Sharif. Not one of them conceived. In one riwayat it says that one of them conceived, but the baby was still born. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, if brother Sulaiman had said insha'Allah, then all the wives would have conceived, and all the children would have been male children, and all the male children would have been warriors on the battlefield. If only he said the word insha'Allah, then Allah will bring that to forth. Just the omission of the word insha'Allah, today we take it for granted. We're definitely going to meet someone. We're definitely going to do this. We say with confidence, not realizing the will of Allah, or not taking the blessings of the name of Allah. Musa alayhi salam, Bani Israel come to him, they have a problem. Someone is lying dead, and they don't know who has killed him. In fact, we all talk about Surah Baqarah, but we don't know why it's Surah Baqarah. We say the story of the cow, but we don't know the story of the cow. It is so surprising that 30, 40, 50 years will pass in our life. We'll know the latest cell phone and how to operate it. We'll know technology before us. We'll know all the things that we have to use. But when it came to the Quran, the very first surah, if you open, why it's called Surah Baqarah? Who can say the names of the surah? Who can say why the surahs are called these names? 30, 40 years on Islam, we don't know why it's called Surah Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرًا. Bani Israel come to Sulaiman alayhi salam. Oh Sulaiman, we have a serious problem. This man is lying dead, we don't know who killed him. People are arguing, the body was dragged to a door, the people are thinking that so and so has killed him. Can you solve our problem? So Musa was Kalimullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Musa alayhi salam, tell them, oh Musa, slaughter a cow. So these people, when Musa alayhi salam command them to slaughter a cow, immediately they say, you're taking us for a lakya. Atattakhizuna huzwa. You're taking us for a joke. What a cow got to do with the person who has killed or finding the killer? Logic aside, when it comes to deen and the matters of Allah, our logic is aside. We mentioned this before. لو كان الدين على الرأي لكان أسفل الخف أولى بالمس. Ali radiallahu anhu is saying that if deen was according to our logic, then to make masa on the bottom of the leather socks will be more deserving than making on top. Another example, Allah is saying وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. O people of intelligence, in the death penalty, in the death penalty there is life in it. Our logic is saying you're killing someone. Allah is saying there is life in it. The entire community seen what will be the penalty of one person who murdered, and they all will break their courage in committing the sin of murder. Allah is saying يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah destroys riba, destroys, you're taking money and you're investing, looking for dividends, and you're giving money in zakat. Your money is decreasing in zakat, your money is going to increase in dividends. Allah is saying the opposite. In zakat, your money is going to increase. In interest, your money is going to decrease. Logic aside, you pass wind, Allah is saying wash your face. What the wind got to do with washing the face? Logic aside, our logic and reasoning will come to a complete halt when it comes to the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is saying, slaughter a cow. So these people, thinking it's a joke, they say, Musa alayhi salam, what kind of cow we must slaughter? Tell us the age of the cow. So Allah says, man shaddada shuddid alayhi. That person who tries to make it difficult, then Allah makes it difficult upon him. Allah says, la faridu wala bikr. Middle-aged cow. Not too old, not too young. He says, okay, you told us about the age of the cow. We still don't understand. Tell us the color of the cow. Ma lawnuha. So Allah says, it's bright yellow. Such striking yellow that when people look at it, their eyes are dazzled and looking at the cow. Then they say, we still don't understand. But this time they add the word, وَإِنَّا إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَمُهْتَدُونَ. If Allah wills, we'll find it now. Tell us this cow, what kind it is? Does it irrigate the land? Does farming, does it help? Is it used for anything like this? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this cow must not do any farming, not any irrigation. Go look for that kind of cow. So they go out sitting looking for that kind of cow. Allah was actually describing the cow of a young boy who was obedient to his mother. And Allah wants to reward this young boy the same description he gave to Bani Israel. They finally find this cow by this young boy. And they want to purchase it. And when they want to purchase it, he says, the value or the price of this cow is the amount of gold that can be filled in this cow. They paid that high price. From an ordinary cow, they paid that high price. Allah rewarded that youngster. This is taqdeer. And when they said, inshallah, then they were guided to the right cow. They slaughter the cow. They take a piece of meat and they strike it on the dead man. The dead man wakes up and he informs who's the killer. It was his own nephew who killed him in greed of the inheritance, and he sleeps back again. This was the benefit of that inshallah that Bani Israel said, that Allah allowed this to happen. Musa alayhi salam is asking Allah, oh Allah, is there anyone more knowledgeable than me? around here. I am a Nabi, I know. Allah says there is one person. And this was the journey when he went to meet Khidr alayhi salam. So he takes the youngster Yusha ibn Nun with him. With him is a basket and a fish. And Allah says, when you see the fish hopping out from the basket, when you see the fish hopping out from the basket, in that area, you will find Khidr alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi salam with Yusha ibn Nun is traveling and traveling and traveling. After a long day journey, there is no sign of Khidr alayhi salam. Finally, Musa alayhi salam says to Yusha, now I am going to take rest. And you stand here and you watch. So while Musa alayhi salam is taking rest, and Khidr and Yusha ibn Nun is watching, the fish jumps out from the basket and crawls away. The fish jumps out from the basket. So Yusha ibn Nun makes a mental note. He says, now Musa alayhi salam is sleeping. He does not say, inshallah. He says, no, when he gets up, I'll tell him. Now he's sleeping, don't disturb him. So Musa alayhi salam gets up, and Yusha ibn Nun takes the basket and they walk on. And they walk on and walk on until they're tired. And he says, bring the basket now. We can't find Khidr alayhi salam. Let's eat the fish now. Let's use it for lunch. So he says, bring the basket. Then Yusha ibn Nun says, I forgot. The fish jumped out. The fish jumped out where we were sleeping. It was one day's walk to walk to the place. This was the omission of the word inshallah. That now you have to walk one day back to go to see where Khidr alayhi salam. And the story goes on. In another incident, we all know of Gog and Magog. Gog and Magog, Ya'juj and Ma'juj. They were those people that are trapped on one side of the wall. After Zilqarnain built a wall over them, these people will come in the latter of time. And when they pass by the lake of Tabriz, when the first person walks in, he reaches the other side of the lake, and the last person walks, the last person will say, there used to be water in this lake. So much water would they have drunk after crossing that lake. There are those people that will shoot their arrows in the sky, and when they shoot it in the sky, Allah will stain it with blood, making them think that they defeated the people in the heavens as well and send the arrow back. So those people are trapped behind a wall. And every day, trying to get themselves out of this place, they start drilling and drilling. And by the time they reach close to an extent of breaking the wall, it already comes to sunset time, and they drop down their tools. And they said, tomorrow we'll continue there. There are three karamas that take place. One is, Allah hasn't given them the intelligence that must work in the night. It doesn't appeal to the intelligence, let's work night shift also. The second thing, that they don't say inshallah. And the third thing, whatever work they did for that day, Allah fills it up. And whatever they dug, they have to restart again. Until Allah decides, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ أَجَلٌ مُسَمَّى. For everything is an appointed time. When Allah decides that it's time for Ya'juj and Ma'juj to come, Allah will bring on their lips the word, inshallah. On that day they will dig through and they will break up the world and come and meet the rest of the world. So with the benefit of this inshallah, after going through all these incidents, we realize the importance of every Muslim to bring the identity of Islam in his life. Not from when he's an adult, from a young child. To grow that child up. In fact, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَإِذَا تَفَصَّحَ أُولَادُكُمْ فَعَلِّمُوهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. That the first thing you should do to your child, before he says that you're the father, or before he says that this is the mother, teach him لا إله إلا الله. Introduce him to Islamic ways. Introduce him to his creator. So in preserving our Islamic identity, is important for every person to bring this in his daily conversation. Inshallah, Subhanallah, Mashallah, Alhamdulillah. Allah give us realization. This will keep our generation to come. Ask those people who go out in those lands. where Muslims have settled and they have forgotten the Islam. It is only the slight recognitions of this mashallah, subhanallah, and assalamu alaikum has given them the identity of Islam. So let us bring this in our home, our children, and our daily conversation, that it can stand out. In tattaqullaha yaj'al lakum furqana. If you fear Allah, Allah will make a criterion or judgment between you and a non-Muslim. Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.